The Australian Greens are calling on the government to send a customs ship to monitor the Japanese whaling fleet. The Sea Shepherd activist group photographed a dead whale on the deck of a Japanese ship yesterday. Sea Shepherds say the whale was killed in Australian waters inside a whale sanctuary near Antarctica. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
It's a discovery that the Sea Shepherd anti-whaling activists say is heartbreaking. Captain Vionda Lublink says the Japanese killed a minke whale in Australia's whale sanctuary near Davis Station in Antarctica.
When the crew of the Nishimaru, the slaughterhouse, saw the helicopter, they quickly scrambled together to wrap up the dead minke whale on the deck.
Speaking to PM via satellite phone, the captain of the Sea Shepherd ship says they are now chasing the Japanese whaling fleet across the Southern Ocean.
As long as we can keep up with the Nishimaru, we know they won't be killing any whales. If we happen to lose them, then we'll have to make another plan. We know from the past that the Nishimaru is actually just that little bit faster than us.
The Green Senator for Tasmania, Nick McKim, wants the government to send a ship to join the chase.
Mr Turnbull simply needs to escalate this. He needs to do what the Liberals promised to do when they were in opposition, and that is send a border force or customs vessel down to the Southern Ocean to maintain the integrity of Australia's territorial waters and our whale reserve.
The Minister for the Environment, Josh Frydenberg, says at this stage the government does not think that sending a monitoring vessel would help to end whaling in the Southern Ocean. International law expert Professor Donald Rothwell from the Australian National University says the government isn't in a strong position to be able to police Australian waters near Antarctica.
Very few countries recognise the legitimacy of Australia's claim over Antarctica, and therefore any active enforcement of that law by Australia, such as, for example, going out and arresting Japanese whaling vessels, would immediately provoke a response by countries like Japan, who would say to Australia, we do not recognise your claim over Antarctica, therefore we will contest the legitimacy of that law. Successive Australian governments have always sought to avoid precisely that situation arising, and that therefore explains why legally the Australian government has sought to raise these issues before international courts and with respect to international law rather than relying upon Australian law and bringing Japan to account for its whaling activities.
How then will Japan ever be brought to account for these whaling activities?
Well, there are two ways in which that can be done, and the one is the approach that the Turnbull government is taking, which is predominantly relying upon the International Whaling Commission to oversee and seek to make Japan accountable for its activities through the mechanisms of the International Whaling Commission. The commission met in late 2016. It once again expressed its concerns about Japan's conduct of New Rep A. But the difficulty with the Whaling Commission is that it now meets biannually. Its resolutions are not easily enforceable, and often Japan has ignored the recommendations of the commission. Australia's legal options, on the other hand, while there are still legal options open to Australia, the opportunity to take Japan back to the International Court of Justice is now compromised because Japan has modified its acceptance of the court's jurisdiction.
It seemed Australia had found a way to stop whaling when it won a case against Japan in the International Court of Justice in 2014. But Japan has since said it will no longer recognise the power of the International Court to rule on disputes about research at sea. So even if Australia wins another international court case, Japan will keep whaling. That leaves attempts to put pressure on Japan at the International Whaling Commission and diplomacy. But while the Prime Minister was meeting the Japanese Prime Minister on the weekend and expressing his concern about whaling, Sea Shepherd says it found the Japanese fleet killing whales. Sea Shepherd Captain Vionda Lublink hopes the images will turn popular opinion against whaling.
To show pictures like this, a dead whale on the deck of the Nishimaru, is the best way in showing the world what's happening.
Japan maintains that the whaling is for scientific research, but the Australian government says you can study whales without killing them.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.